Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're pleased to welcome to our program this morning the Extension Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Phil Rucker. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well, my friend.
Yes, sir. Doing well.
Good. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and you sent me some information, and the headline was quite intriguing to me. It's "A Good Year Doesn't Just Happen." So, Phil, what do you mean by that?
Well, it is a new year. And, you know, everybody makes resolutions that most of us are unable to actually keep. But now is a wonderful time to get organized, look at your operation, be more efficient, and get the most out of our farming operations that we're able to. And we all just came through a really, really bitter cold snap.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't seen weather like that in a long time. And it's a good idea to look at that, see how we survived, and make some, I guess, forward plans if we have another one like that.
Right. Well, Phil, I know we've talked in the past about this. A management plan is vital for success. But where do you start when you're creating a management plan?
Well, everybody has assets. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's the good things that we have. And that's animals, land, equipment, family members, feed supplies, so many things we have that we can use to make our operations better, things we absolutely have to have in our operations. And we take those assets and we set goals.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want to actually accomplish in the short term as well as the long term?
Right.
Then we have to plan how to use those assets that we have, those resources, to reach those goals. Everybody's heard this from me before, but our goals, our assets, our resources, they're all different for everybody.
Sure.
No farm is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very realistic and know what we have to work with, realistically where we want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And in the words of Mr. Eastwood, a man's got to know his limitations.
Okay. Our guest is Clint Eastwood. No, I'm sorry. It's Phil Rucker, who's the extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. You alluded right at the top of this program about the bitter cold, which I think kind of took us all by surprise. How can producers better prepare for their livestock for bitter cold if we experience this again, or maybe hopefully they were prepared when we did previously?
Well, I think this took a lot of folks by shock because they were talking we were going to have some 14s, some 15s, maybe some lower teens.
Mm-hmm.
But we were getting in the single digits for several days, and
yes,
it wasn't getting above freezing. And I don't care how much you plan, that's still tough on man as well as beast.
Right.
And if you're not ready for it, it's really going to take a toll. Our livestock need lots of feed in order to survive the winter.
Okay.
Ground corn, bulk feed, things like that, that's wonderful. That's good stuff. It adds energy. It adds an awful lot of protein to them. But the one thing that will help them survive the cold is a feed that's got a lot of fiber in it, such
okay.
as hay
mm-hmm.
or silage, things such as that, because it takes a lot more energy to burn, digest, utilize that feed that they're actually generating more heat for their body.
Well, what else do they need to provide, say, from a nutritional standpoint then?
A good mineral supplementation,
mm-hmm.
because if they don't have the proper balance of minerals, then a lot of the feed that they consume will not be utilized as efficiently as they need. Have your feed analyzed to make sure that it is supplying what they need, and if not, there's a lot of protein supplements out there that can really help animals get through the stretches like that.
Yeah.
One of the main nutrients they need is water.
Mm-hmm.
It may be cold. They're not sweating, but your body still needs a lot of water. Animals are not like us. You know, we really like ice-cold water to drink.
Right.
Animals don't.
Mm-hmm.
So with horses especially, you may have to put a little salt in their water or actually warm it up. So they will drink enough water. If not, you can have some serious digestive issues. There's compaction, colic, things like that. That horses are a little bit more prone to get if they don't have enough water. Right.
Well, I'm assuming this comes into that management plan, because if you do need to be prepared for the cold, and you got to figure out what you're going to do with the water supply. It's one thing to say, well, I have a pond or whatever, or I have access to water. But if they don't like that really cold, almost frozen water, then there's another issue altogether.
Yeah, and some individuals will actually take heated water to their animals.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of farms have these automatic waters that you don't have to do anything to. They'll have a floating ball to seal it off. There was a lot of those that froze up over this cold snap. And with horses, you don't really know if they're actually drinking, because you can't really see how much water is gone.
Right.
This is one of those times where observation is vital, just to make sure your animals are getting everything they need.
Our guest is Phil Rucker. Phil's extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, and we're talking about planning for a good year and the things to do with your livestock to make sure that happens. To reduce stress and injuries, producers got to create a safe environment for man and beast. So what would be some of the management practices that would help reduce stress and injury risk, Phil?
Slow down. Be very observant. I know we're all extremely busy, and it's like, well, I've got to get this done and that done, and focus on what you're doing. I know my wife makes fun of me because I have a list to remind me of a list of a list.
Yeah.
But I go through and I mark it off, and it helps me stay focused so I don't get off. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't get way far off track,
right.
And then I'm not out there trying to do three things at once, mm-hmm. doing all three of them not very well, and end up falling, getting hurt, just doing things that are not wise.
Well, and here's another thing about the cold weather. I mean, it affects the animals. It affects people, too. And when you're out there in the cold, you're trying to get things done faster many times, I'm sure, than you should be, because you want to get in the warm.
Yeah, and that stimulates another thought, that keep all of your tools, facilities, equipment in good working order,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have to work on it as much. And also, you need to keep yourself in good working order, so it's easier for you to withstand this extreme weather and be able to stand up to anything Mother Nature throws at us.
You sort of touched on it there. I think ways to avoid delays and surprises, have that equipment in good working order. Any other things to add to that, Phil?
Yeah, watch your feed supplies.
Okay.
Make sure you have enough to get you through whatever may come your way. The snow before this last one, it was last year, it sort of hit us right out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there was a lot of people who went home that day and they said, oh, I don't have enough feed. You just need to make sure you have feed so you don't get stressed out, and then you have to rush and get this or get that. And that way you can sort of sit back and relax a little bit and make sure your animals are looked after.
And that should be, I don't want to de-emphasize it, it should be a fairly reasonable thing that you can do, because in this part of the world, we're not stranded or snowed in for weeks at a time. Sometimes it can be 3, 4, 5, or 6 days. So you should be able to plan ahead for that much on a fairly regular basis, right?
Yeah, I guess one of the bad things is we do have a lot of easy access to hay. A lot of people make extra hay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, you get in sort of a lackadaisical, well, I know I can go get it from, you know,
yeah.
Farmer Fred down the road, or I can do this, I can do that. And then when it hits, well, it's kind of hard to be hauling a, you know, 20-foot gooseneck trailer up and down an icy road.
Yeah.
We sort of have to get over that complacency and really think about a few things and, I guess, get out of our comfort zone and get organized.
Our guest, Phil Rucker, Phil's extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Phil, let's talk about some of the educational programs that are available to help producers. I know there's opportunities to learn new and different ideas and ways to make those wise management decisions. Let's talk about some of those programs, please.
Well, each county has a County Cattlemen Association.
Mm-hmm.
They will have educational programs, usually monthly, and it's on current needs, current issues. Sometimes they'll have guest speakers come in. There's always something to learn at these events. Just get it with your livestock agent, and they can give you the dates for those, and those are always really good events to go to, as well as the Southern Farm Show, which will be in Raleigh, January 31st and February 1st and 2nd. It's down at the fairgrounds, and there'll be over 300 vendors there, ranging from row crops to livestock to just about everything from seed to tractors to about anything you want.
There's always new ideas, new creative ways to do things, and farming, if you're doing it to make a living, it is a big business, so it's important to stay up with all the current things that are happening.
Yeah, it's easy to miss out on some things. That's where the Cattlemen's Association and a lot of these other educational opportunities are able to help farmers stay on the cutting edge and find easier ways to do things, smarter ways, and hopefully they won't get behind and delayed and stressed and some of these negative issues come to light.
To get in touch with you, Phil, what do they need to do?
They need to call the Yadkin Extension office, mm-hmm. and that would be 336-849-7908.
Terrific. Phil Rucker, Extension Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Always enlightening to talk to you, my friend. I appreciate it and look forward to the next time. Thank you for joining us this morning on Extension Today.
Thank you very much, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us here, WIFM for Extension Today.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.